Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, they never go home, they never go home, those boys.
And I said, I want to win the league, but I want to win it better. You can understand that, can't you?
Yes.
Good lad.
So he's almost like having a second captain in the team.
Second captain, first captain, whatever.
No. It's still too early, Simon. Fade that out.
No, we're good. Come on.
Early in the week. I know we're all very excited about what's coming up on Christmas Eve and the second Captain's World Service. We need to ease into the week first. How are you, Ciarán?
Well, I'm excited about Christmas, as you can hear, Owen, but I suppose I can temper that excitement for a couple of days. When do we get to go to the log cabin, Owen?
This Friday, Ciarán. Non-members may or may not be aware of this, but every year around this time, we decamp to the second Captain's log cabin in the company of Richie Sander and Delia.
Hey,
all the audio beds we've produced over the preceding 12 months that have helped tug at the heartstrings, added another emotional layer to our enjoyment of the sporting year. Now, firstly, it's going to be Christmas Eve. Is Richie okay despite the recent spinal fusion issues? Well, I mean, there are no issues. He just did the spinal fusion and seems to be recovering well.
Yeah, he's recovering well. I hope he's listening to this because you've attempted to explain what happens in the log cabin and this is probably year 4, year 5, I would say. Richie still doesn't have a clue what's actually going on in this show. So I can only presume.
Even more complicated with the remote recording, where even when we had him in studio, he didn't know what was happening when he heard all the.
Yeah, we could literally play him the clips as so that he could react. So, I mean, I really don't know how this is going to go at all. I mean, he's not as high as he was the last time we heard from
him.
So that's good.
should we start medicating him? Nah, that's a bit much, isn't it?
Fucking pills, baby!
Honestly, that was a bit of truth serum. Today,
I don't think he'd even have that much of a problem with it. Maybe we're just delving into slightly morally dubious.
Yeah, it could be dubious.
I mean, and also it is the Christmas, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll just see what medication he's on and see how high or otherwise he is and just roll with the punches.
Well, today we're going to share with you the 12 beds vying for the ultimate honour of Audio Bed of the Year. All we need you to do is have a listen and go and vote at Second Captains or go through secondcaptains.com. And if you're not already a member, please consider joining up for only €5 a month plus VAT to hear the results on Friday and to listen to our live Premier League coverage over the Christmas. Think of it as a little treat to yourself, why don't you? I'll play everything for you now, play little clips from each of them all together. I think it's called a montage in the production game, Murph.
Yeah.
A montage of Audio Beds.
Word,
if someone to throw too much jargon, technical jargon at the people. Mark listens back to these and clearly knows I haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. So we'll play this for you and then we will read out the entries so you know what you're voting for. Here are your contenders for 2021.
I said, Ciarán, it's Richard Keys. Prehistoric banter.
Please, it was just banter.
Is not acceptable in a modern world.
Do you have any regrets?
None. There are some dark forces at work here.
The eyes have it. The eyes have it. Unlock.
Who are the people who are going to get together and go, ooh.
Like, you know, big, like, yo.
Are Kante and Rudiger going to be like, ooh. Aspilicueta and Jorginho, like, ooh. Little pack of alpha dogs, like, ooh. Is Mason Mount the senior man? Ooh.
Who's it? Who have we got here? You know.
He thinks he's gonna blow at any second now. Are about 5 leagues down. 150 yards to go. Manella Times. Rachel Blackmore still 5 leagues clear, and it is Manella Times who is keeping up the gallop towards hits the line. Manila Times, Rachel Blackmore raises the bar still higher.
On the 45-meter line. This is deliberately to stop Meath's momentum. Have no doubt about that. When Dublin get vulnerable, they always do this. Always and ever. And always and ever have.
That was our mentality in the 80s.
Hurt them, kill them, injure them.
Back in the 80s.
Some of me footballers are missing now. The killer instinct.
Tough babe, the lad is through the air.
Two or three players need to be stopped. Some way, somehow, they need to be stopped.
Hurt them, kill them, injure them.
Killing Dublin, stopping Dublin.
Like, he looks, the fact is, he looks at that squad, and in his head, all he can hear is, this is his exquisite self pity. Timo Werner.
Better, LeVar or Michael Jordan?
I think about no damn LeVar.
Yes, they are.
Owen McDevitt, from Ireland's second captain show.
Owen McDevitt, you a cold piece of work.
You looking good? I know you feeling good.
Owen, you're amazing.
I'm like, yeah.
2,000 podcast recordings today, and the second captain show in Ireland. Owen McDevitt.
Owen, I like you, and I like your style.
Yeah. I hear you in your 40s and your ball.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping one day I could.
With a rock, the machine until it stops.
Kelly Harrington, Beatrice Ferreira.
Here we go.
Oh Lord, lift me, show me go.
Two decent ones for Ferreira again. Harrington, keep it going. The shades from Zora and John. Can she continue what she's doing? Goes to the body again. Lovely right hook to the side of the head. Beautiful shot. What a fight this is. Beautiful net. Right hook lands, left hook lands from Harrington. Uppercut from Ferreira. Ferreira has to go for it. She's still dancing in there. She
sees the responsibility, and the man from Portsmouth proves himself another masterstroke as a substitution. Alan McLaughlin has struck gold for Ireland.
Cross it always fell, but the shot, no! Alan McLaughlin has found the net.
Also, like, sneak your hands into the stand really easily.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe.
We need to touch each other more.
Can't you see that I am not afraid?
Do you for an 80 song?
What was that promise that you made?
That's what going to a football match is about.
Why won't you tell me what she said?
Touching other people, you're hugging other people.
What was that promise that you made?
We need to touch each other more.
Never ever get a chance to play audio back to me and be like, what were you thinking? How could you have come out and said such a thing?
Oh, Flood of Scotland.
You understand.
When will we see your like again?
Scotland are a disgrace to Wordsworth.
That fought and died for
the jobs.
Your wee bit hill and glen
and ye, you
and stood against him.
My name's Jackley McCaffrey.
Proud Edward's army.
I tell you now, you know, you can sit in front of all these people. I tell you, without any shadow of a doubt, there will be no comparison with what Frank Lampard will achieve in football and what Scotty Cannon will achieve in football. And I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
Well, there you are. You heard it here first.
He has given them belief. It's almost the perfect man management.
I love this club when we start the season wanting to win.
I'm convinced Frank Lampard will become England manager.
Frank Lampard's lost 8 games.
Well, I can't drag people out of the medical room.
But for some reason, hey, Frank's doing all right. Frank, maybe because he's English. I don't know.
Why do you think you're off the post?
That team cheering brings me back in.
Yeah.
Aztec gold.
Good guy.
Oh, my God. Can somebody turn the treble up even more?
The Viking change.
Hans was pleasing a postcard to St. Greavesy, let alone its cup competition.
We don't have enough treble on this thing.
I don't know, Murph, there was a clear winner last year, which was the Jack Charlton bed, which I certainly agree with. I think obviously the majority did agree with it, hence there was a clear winner. Whew, some strong competition this year. I don't know if there's a runaway. Can you take us through what we heard there, please?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel either, Owen. As always happens, I'm always like, oh, there weren't that many good ones this year. And then every single time, it turns out we actually had a lot. Well, no, maybe there are two or three good ones. I always think there's like two or three good ones every year. But it turns out there's rather more than that. I mean, almost half of these are good. Anyway, Owen, listen, that's not what I said.
You idiot.
Okay, so the 12 contenders are as follows. Unlock the Richard Keys bed. The Whoa Chelsea Mason Mount. Is he the senior man? Remix.
Whoa.
Rachel Blackmore raises the bar. Hurt them, kill them, injure them. The remix. I love that one.
Yeah, that's up there for me. Up there. Yeah, that's, I shouldn't be. I should give my own preference, but it's up there.
Ken Early's. I know what 2000 is. LeVar Ball's 2000th show message to McDevitt. Come on. Kelly Harrington, Olympic champion. Our tribute to Alan McLaughlin. That's the first eight. That's four. Kevin Brannigan says we need to touch each other more with David Snead. This is
pre-COVID. That one,
literally moments before the pandemic ripped through the entire planet. The Flower of Scotland.
Ah, oh, never.
Yeah,
talking.
Come on. The Frank Lampard Harry Redknapp remix, and last of all, Aztec Gold, the Synth Week intro bed. Just in case you hadn't heard enough of it. During Synth Week, we'll be playing it again.
Yeah, and just a reminder, you can vote for these on Twitter at Second Captains or get on to secondcaptains.com. Like I'm saying, it's a tough call. There's a few up there going to be vying for top honours. Also coming up later this week, US Murph's top three sporting events of the year may not be limited to US sport, Murph. A lot of us might recall his Italian links, which came through very much.
He had a hell of a summer, Ron. He had a hell of a summer.
Murph and Mal's Movie Club. We're going to be covering the new movie about Rachel Blackmore, directed by Ross Whittaker, which will be going out over Christmas. It's a feature-length documentary being aired on RTE. And if you've heard any of our chats with Ross over the last few years, he's bloody consistent, is Ross. Absolutely brilliant movies. Whatever he touches turns to cinema gold, Murph. Why am I talking like this? He's just a really good director, okay? I did Katie, for example, which was top-notch. Blackmore, by the way, we should also mention, who you heard in the audio beds there, became the first Irish person to win the BBC's World Sports Star Award at Sunday night's Sports Personality of the Year Awards, seeing off competition from some of the biggest names in world sport, it says here in the Irish Times. It's true, because Max Verstappen didn't do enough to get the nod. Sal Canelo Alvarez, Tom Brady, Novak Djokovic. Yes, well done, Rachel. And Elaine Thompson-Herah were all on the shortlist for the BBC Prize. Previous winners, Murph, include Roger Federer, Pele, and Muhammad Ali.
That's not a bad list to end up on, really, is it?
Did you see what happened? No. She went over. She didn't make it all the way over. So they obviously, things being as they are, she made it as far as Manchester. I think she did ultimately make it over, but after the award had been given out. So they did the award, I believe, from the airport. They did, or they gave her, had a chat from there and announced that she'd won.
Well, yeah, it could be worse. It could have been from Holyhead, you know, that absolutely disastrously grim harbour in Holyhead. That would have been worse.
She was named the Irish Times Sportswoman of the Year also on Friday, and then won the RTE Sports Person of the Year on Saturday.
It's been a good weekend.
It's unbelievable.
As we record, she hasn't won anything though on Monday.
Not today.
Yeah.
But you never know. It's a fast moving situation. Somebody else who's featured strongly in her audio beds in the past is Andy Lee, Kieran, who yet again gave us chapter and verse on the tactical plan for his man, Joseph Parker, to beat Derek Chisora in the rematch on Saturday night. Parker won the fight, but only by split decision. The first fight, I should say. Andy knew he'd have to look much better this time to put himself back in the frame for big world title fights. As always, we asked Andy on the World Service, what's the tactical plan? And he gave us loads of detail. What did he say?
Well, the plan, Owen, was not to move as much or be as defensive in terms of retreating. To hold his ground, to use clever footwork instead of moving and moving constantly. He's going to try and take the distance away, make Chisora fall short. Snappy, powerful jab, punch on the inside, fight on the inside. After four or five rounds, pick up the pace and finish strong. Hopefully take the stoppage, as Chisora will inevitably drop off in the middle and later rounds. Andy has worked Parker to work when he's tired, get stronger in the later rounds, and finish strong in the middle and end of the fight. How does that work out, Owen?
We'll hear what happened as called on DAZN.
That's where Parker wants Chisora. Oh, the lovely roll from him. That's right out the cut. And this time, Derek Chisora is held up only by the ropes, and so the referee is within his rights to take up the count. And we've still got 50 seconds to go in the fourth round.
Beautiful roll up the cut. He's hurt.
After a 1-2 combination, he then follows up with a right uppercut.
And so Chisora takes the count for the second time in the fight. With a minute and 20 seconds and more to go in the seventh round. Is this now the resistance finally being broken of Derek Chisora? He walks away. And that uppercut that he went for again. And Chisora once again has to grab onto a rope to stop himself falling. And Howard Foster takes up the count once again. Action all the way from the first bell to the last. And still the crowd trying to rouse Derek Chisora, who, would you believe it, lands the last meaningful punch of the contest. Derek Chisora somehow, some way, has made it to the final bell.
That's the only part that Andy didn't call. They didn't get the knockout. Everything but three knockdowns and a convincing unanimous decision. I thought I should hang on. I might have to take a bit of umbrage here. Did Andy tell us anything about the uppercuts?
No, there was the word uppercut wasn't mentioned.
Ooh, Andy.
Well, listen,
unbelievable.
You got to leave a little bit of room for improvisation.
It was non-stop uppercutting. I think maybe all three knockdowns were uppercuts or had uppercuts involved, and they're just.
It was an unbelievable scrap again, old, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was really well. It was a good bit better than last time, I would say.
Even last time was pretty entertaining.
It was exciting in that you didn't know who was going to win. I suppose in this case, you did. Sort of, but then Chisora staying in there. Andy said to him after, he's just looking at him, looking into his eyes and going, "You're unbelievable."
Yeah,
to Chisora, the fact that you're able to stand up. The key point also about this fight was it's the first time Andy had proper time in camp with Parker, so he really showed what he's about. Donald McRae of The Guardian, man who knows his boxing, commended both fighters and says, "But Andy Lee is the real star. What a trainer he has become." And he also had a couple of other fighters on the bill as well who both won, Murph. So no pressure, but things have been moving along pretty nicely for Andy Lee. Can I mention the darts, Kieran? Or will I leave that till tomorrow?
You can mention the darts if you like, Owen. I mean, it's cracking on, isn't it? I still haven't watched a minute of it, but I'm sure there's some drama. Is there drama? There's got to be drama, right?
Well, there were shocking scenes last night, Murph, as Steve Beaton, he's been around the block many decades. You might remember
Adonis.
His nickname.
The
Bronze Adonis.
The Bronze Adonis.
Was booed by the crowd. He had to take up the role of villain of the piece because
Why?
He was up against the great Fallon Sherrock. The woman darts player
who's been
kicking ass in recent times. He did, unfortunately, pull out the win despite Fallon Sherrock's best effort. William Borland, a 9 darter. Whoa, you don't see those every day. And Keen Barry from Meath, Murph, was playing last night. Beaten by the Welshman Johnny Clayton, but only 3-2. The 19-year-old Meath man had an average of 95.85, which I don't have to tell you is decent darting. I
mean, he's a fucking unreal future in the game, so he doesn't.
Oh, rugby coming up on the show tomorrow. Murph, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Owen. Thank you, Keen Barry, for all of the entertainment you gave us over the weekend.
Big
Here's
Christmas
to many
weekend.
More years at the World Darts Championship.
Big Christmas week and a couple of weeks ahead on the World Service. So sign up now. Treat yourself. SecondCaptains.com. It's the place to do it.
It's a whole new way of doing journalism. It's brilliant.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.